Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As intercontinental travel, shipping, and industrial development continue to expand, it becomes easier for invasive species to flourish in unwanted areas. James Hansen, a professor of chemistry and biochemistry at Seton Hall University, tells us about a new, environmentally safe way to rid the Great Lakes of an invasive species.
Over 180 species have invaded the Great Lakes, and the sea lamprey is probably the most destructive. This lamprey destroyed the Great Lakes fishery and changed the way of life. The sea lamprey is an ancient fish. It has no jaws, it has no bones, only cartilage. Sea lamprey begin as larvae in river bottoms, then transform into parasites that suck the blood of fish like trout and salmon. At the end of their lives, they swim upstream to lay their eggs, tens of thousands of eggs, and die. In the mid-1800s, they entered Lake Ontario, then the Upper Great Lakes in the 1920s, using man-made canals. With abundant food and no predators, they killed almost all the lake trout, damaging ecosystems in the fishing industry. The population of lamprey in the Great Lakes have been reduced by 90%. The primary method is the use of lampricides to kill the larvae. Scientists from the Great Lakes Fishery Commission have identified chemical signals that may be able to control the population with traps and reduce the use of lampricides. One is a pheromone that male lamprey use to attract females to their nests. A second is a necromone, a repellent from dead lampreys, similar to our work on shark repellents, isolated by my colleague Eric Stroud. We are working with Mike Wagner from Michigan State to develop a polymer delivery system so that female lamprey are attracted to bad nesting sites and repelled from good ones. With only one chance to lay their eggs, they won't produce new larvae. Our first tests in the field were successful. We are adjusting the size, shape, and type of polymer to optimize performance. We may never get rid of all the lamprey in the Great Lakes, but if we can have fewer lamprey, the Great Lakes will be a lot healthier and the fishermen will be happier.
That was Seton Hall University's James Hansen. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Blood, gallons of the stuff, give them all that they can drink, and it will never be enough, so give them blood.